This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, November 26th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Imagine sitting in church this Sunday when suddenly a bomb goes off. In an instant, countless lives are lost and the survivors' lives are shattered. This is a painfully real threat for many Christians living in persecuted nations. In 2013, two suicide bombers struck All Saints Church in Pakistan. Jeff King, the president of International Christian Concern, described the attack.
Pakistan's most famous church attack like this was the All Saints Church bombing. There were 127 killed and 250 or more maimed, deeply injured. A lot of the kids were left orphaned. It's so strange for us as Westerners to think about how this could be. And yet Jesus told us 2,000 years ago, he said, look, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. And you are the servant, I am the master. You are not above the master. You're going to be treated the same way.
International Christian Concern has ensured that the Pakistani orphans of this horrific bombing have been cared for.
We got them into private schools, the best private schools they could get. It started in 2013. We've stuck with them. Just like the Lord's relationship with you, his discipleship of you, his adoption of you, it's long-term. For a lot of the victims we deal with, that's the approach we take. This is a long-term relationship, especially with these kids.
King read the letter from one of those Pakistani orphans.
One of the kids wrote us a letter expressing his gratitude for our care for him. This is from Smith Sabir. He said, I miss my parents a lot, but at the same time, I want to be strong for my younger brother, Musa. I want him to get a good education and to live a dignified life as I dream of it. Often I keep thinking about God's strange plans. He took my parents to heaven, but he gave me ICC to take care of me, to stand with me, to strengthen me, and to build my future. I've learned a lot from ICC on how to love others, engage in charity work, and I'd love to follow in ICC's footsteps in the future if I could.
As the world is looking for the best deal on Christmas presents today, join me and make a donation to International Christian Concern, which is rescuing the wives and children who survived the terrible persecution of believers around the world. Go to persecution.org/Christmas. 1 John 3, verse 17 asks, if anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Daryl Brooks Jr., the black suspect accused of plowing his red Ford SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and killing 5 white people on Sunday, shared social media posts promoting violence toward whites, reports the Daily Mail. The victims have been identified as Dancing Grannies Virginia Sorensen, age 79, Leanna Owens, age 71, and Tamara Durand, age 52, as well as Citizen Bank employee Jane Coolidge, age 52, and 82-year-old Wilhelm Hospel, the husband of one of the grannies. In addition, 8-year-old Jackson Sparks has died in the hospital from his injuries. All 6 people were white. The Waukesha Police Department has now arrested Brooks on 5 murder charges. A now-deleted Facebook account belonging to Brooks, age 39, showed the alleged killer had encouraged knocking, quote, white people out, end quote, on June 9, 2020, and also appeared to support the controversial black Hebrew Israelites. Brooks is a career criminal with a rap sheet dating back to 1999 and had been bailed twice this year, reports Fox News. Among the eyebrow-raising social media posts that surfaced on Tuesday was a meme about Adolf Hitler and the identity of the real Jews. The November 2015 post seemed to promote the views of the black Hebrew Israelites, who believe African Americans are literal descendants of the Israelites in the Bible. The amateur rapper's lyrics include mentions of AK-47 assault rifles killing people, as well as vulgar references to former President Donald Trump and to the police, whom he dubs, quote, pigs, end quote. Brooks has a long criminal history dating back to 1999, with more than 15 arrests in the state of Wisconsin alone, for charges including possession of drugs, strangulation and suffocation, battery, illegally possessing firearms as a convicted felon, and resisting arrest. Plus, in 2006, he was convicted in a Nevada court for statutory rape. Brooks was 24 years old at the time of his conviction. A women's rights group is suing California to overturn a bizarre new law that requires prisons to place men pretending to be women in women's prisons. Understandably, the group alleges that these male prisoners are a threat to the female prisoners, reports the Sacramento Bee. Several of the female prisoner plaintiffs, represented by the Women's Liberation Front, have been victims of domestic violence in the past. And finally, Emmy Award-winning actress Patricia Heaton, who played the wife in the sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond, talked to the Christian Post about her faith in Christ.
Jesus died for us publicly, so don't live for him privately. You know, it's our job here as Christians to certainly extend the love of Christ, the love that he extended to us, to extend it to others through our actions. But I also think you have to talk about why you can love in difficult circumstances. Because he first loved us while we were still in our sin, he died for us.
Romans 5 verse 8 says, God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, November 26th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.